As we celebrate Pride Month, I thought we should check in with one of the biggest supporters of the community. The legend, Montel Williams, is joining us on the line. Hi, Montel.
How are you, sir? Thanks so much for having me today.
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing well as it can be expected in this, tumultuous time that we live in, but yes.
Well, I mean, let's sort of talk about that first. Obviously, you know, you had a great talk show back in the day. If you were still doing the Montel Williams show from the 90s and 2000s, if you're doing that today, what topics would you be covering? Would you be on the, Black Lives Matter, coronavirus? Like, what would you be covering?
I'd be covering every social issue of the day, and that's what our show did while I was on the air for 17 years, is we covered every single, violent act that took place when we had, mass shootings across the country. We covered those. We covered anything that was going on and the people were talking about. So I'll be covering this in depth, and not just Black Lives Matter, but I'll be covering the state of American politics.
Mm-hmm. And I guess we've sort of seen the talk show go the way of, like, cable news programming now, in a sense.
Yeah, I think it's because, I think the talk world lost the ability to do anything but confrontational, lowest denominator TV. And, I think if more were to spend time speaking and talking about issues that most Americans want to know a lot more about, I think you'd still see the plethora of shows that you've seen before. But, when we denigrate it down to the lowest common denominator, I think it went by the wayside.
And doesn't it almost seem, I'm certainly not making light of the issues in today's society, but doesn't it seem like those crazy relationship stories are a walk in the park, and then when you look at what's going on in the world now?
Yeah, but I think, if you go back and were to see some of my schedule of my show during my last 5 years on the air, we didn't just do crazy relationships. We did issues facing America. We talked about the LGBT issues. Mm-hmm. We talked about issues of crime. We talked about issues of bad policing. We talk about those issues, and I think that those things would still be resonating today if, in fact, we had a platform that literally gave respect to the issue rather than trying to come up with some salacious center point that would bring in the lowest denominator of viewer. And, if you think about it, the talk show was really the original reality show, in a sense. It was the original show that allow people a forum to speak their mind and feel like they had a place that they could be heard. Now we do it in, the housewives of this or the lives of these and the lives of these. It's just a different version.
I mentioned at the top that you're a big supporter of the LGBTQ community, and so I always like to ask celebs, why do you lend your voice? Of course, we appreciate it. I'm certainly not suggesting that. But what makes you say, I'm going to stand up for this group or this cause?
How about, it's not an individual group that I stand for. It's I try my best to speak for those who don't have a voice. And whether it be LGBTQ, whether it be those who are differently abled, whether it be our veterans of the day, I've been speaking out and on record for doing so for any of those groups that have been, marginalized in our society. And, when it comes to the LGBT community, even though we saw, Happy Pride Week and Happy Pride Month, to all those who are listening. But, at the same time, when we just saw, Supreme Court come down with what would end up being a resonating landmark decision, there's still so much work that needs to be done, so much more that needs to be said. And so I don't mind taking advantage of the fact that, I was invited into people's living rooms for 17 years and did well over 3,000 shows with over 28,000 guests seated on stage beside me. I don't mind using that voice now to speak out for those who don't get a forum.
And people might not realize that you played a big role in the movement with regard to discrimination laws in several states.
Well, I don't pat myself on the back, but I think, I've been out there, I've been vocal, I've participated in forums at the Republican National Convention, believe it or not, on the issue and spoken out as often as I possibly can to ensure, the fact that These are Americans who participated in every aspect of our society since the dawn of our society, and should get the representation that they demand, that our Constitution affords them, and should have the rights of every other citizen who's been a contributing, taxpaying citizen in this country all along.
It's interesting to hear that you've covered these on your talk show so many years ago, and then we fast forward all these, well, a couple decades now, and it's sort of disappointing that a little bit has changed, but not enough.
It's really disappointing that, you know, you think that mankind as a species would have evolved some over the course of the last 10 years, looking at the fact that technology has evolved at a rocket's pace, but mankind seems to be devolving at a snail's pace, and continues to do so rather than evolve. But yeah, you're absolutely right. I can't believe that, you know, some of the issues that we talked about, we spoke about, we looked at, we took apart, all we're doing is just recycling the same conversations nowadays, but not trying to move forward towards solutions.
And you've been front and center with your CBD products and your line, which, I mean, that community has really progressed over the years. And it's come a long way since your talk show days as well.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people know that, you know, long before it became vogue and long before, you know, it became a greenwash, I've been involved in legislation and trying to ensure patients have, you know, safe access and private conversations with their doctors since really 2000. I mean, since 2000. And hoping that we can evolve and understand that, you know, something that, and most of your listeners probably don't even know, you know, but when you get the term CBD, you think, oh, well, that's something that's kind of new. No. Our federal government filed for a patent for CBD back in 2001 and gave itself a patent back then. And in that patent, if you read the abstract, they wrote unequivocally what they see as the efficaciousness of a cannabinoid, one of the cannabinoids that we now know that there's probably well over 160 of them in the hemp cannabis plant. Mm-hmm. So this is something that I didn't get involved in the last 3 or 4 years. This is something I've been doing now for 20 years, advocacy-wise, around the nation, trying to make sure that, you know, what we find in research and what we understand through scientific study that's been validated gets extrapolated out and can be used as a product in the marketplace. And so, you know, I got involved, you know, again, like I say, back almost 20 years ago. And then as I started to see, you know, the industry take turns that I really wasn't that happy with, I decided to produce and design my own brand, and which is right now we're in the middle of finding a new product or a contract manufacturer. So we're off the shelves a little bit, but just keep an eye on my email and keep an eye on my social media, and we'll let you know in the next few months when we'll be back and back as strong as we were before. But yes, I've developed out a product line that's not just CBD, but it is a cannabinoid broad spectrum product that helps to, I think, you know, contribute to overall wellness by actually being an antagonist to our, you know, our natural endocannabinoid system that we have in our bodies.
Yeah, there's a lot of great resources and information on your website. What's the website for everybody to check out?
Well, you can really follow me on my podcast, which is Let's Be Blunt with Von Tal. That runs, and I drop a new one almost every once a week. And that podcast is bringing you information about everything and anything cannabis to help, you know, the layperson literally navigate, you know, this really daunting landscape out there right now, and try to help you understand some of the information that you should look for and seek when you're trying to, or you're thinking about or considering utilizing cannabis as a wellness product for your family.
Oh, absolutely. And now, you mentioned social media. We don't generally talk politics on this show, but we've talked, you know, government and things like that. You've been very outspoken about policies and even the president. If I give you one word to describe President Trump, what would it be?
I cautiously use the term, but I think abomination.
Okay. Explanation, or just leave it at that?
In all respects, especially as we take a look at what is going on right now, when we see, you know, we're in the middle of a global pandemic, and this person is about to convince people who literally should know better that it's okay to come together in crowds of 20,000 and more and not social distance, not wear a mask, and come together. And when you do so, make sure you sign a release saying that you won't hold them responsible for that. I don't know if we've ever had a president in the history of this country ask people to sign a document that says, I won't hold you responsible for what you've done to us. That's really insane. And especially when we look right now today at the fact that we have, 18 states where virus numbers are going up, and it has nothing to do with testing results. It has to do with the fact that this pandemic is spreading as quickly as it is.
And it's really, it's shut down events all over the world, right? You know, back to Pride. I mean, every Pride event this summer and for most of this year has been canceled. But a political convention, the show must go on. It is. It's very bizarre.
It's extremely bizarre.
Yeah.
And bizarre the fact that we are denying truth in every single direction. You know, you can put a pinwheel up or put a wheel up and break it into 360 points, and in every single direction, there's a lie.
Mm-hmm. Finally, in our last remaining moments here, if I give you the Montel Williams float in the Pride Parade, design it for me here right now. What's on your Pride Parade float?
Of course, my float would, be representative of the colors that represent the LGBT community, but it would also have a pretty large banner that just says, respect me as you would want others to respect yourself.
I love that. That's awesome. Well, what a great message. And Montel, thank you so much for celebrating Pride with us. Happy Pride to you.
Absolutely, sir. Happy Pride to you and all of your listeners. And remember, these are our mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles. These are people who we claim to love. And how dare we disrespect those that are our own family members this way and not give them and show them the support that they need just to live the same life that you want to live.
Absolutely. All right. So, Montel Williams, we'll be checking out your social media, your podcast, your websites, everything. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me. Take care of yourself.